Greta.
I would like to make a comment on the, about the Martin Luther King's pray. I came with a few friends with the KPFK banner with some leaflet, and I didn't see some of the members that they voted to participate in that parade, you know, which was terrible, you know, with being influenced by military and ROTC. It was terrible. We were a defeated few individual among all those people. Next time, if anybody is going to vote, they should participate too. Believe it or not, the national board member were more than us. In our own community, we talk about going to the community. I didn't see any of our own member. Please, next time you take a vote, you have to be involved in the community.
Well, I'm just going to just take the indulgence here. We did have quite a few of our board members. I agree that not everyone showed up. And I also agree that it was horrendous. One of the big floats was from Walmart in the Martin Luther King parade. Ay, ay, ay.
So we... 30 minutes.
Okay, the chair will entertain a motion to extend this 5 minutes.
So moved.
May I ask, is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes? Seeing no objection, the chair calls, well, actually, I have myself and then Sonali. I just wanted to say that...
Will there be time for us to respond to these things?
Yes, we need to do that. Just in response to Margaret Prescott, we do have an agenda item on report to listeners, broadcasting, report to listeners. So we'll have that on the agenda today. Also, our Committee of Inclusion did not function here in the KPFK signal area. So we're going to actually be taking on the responsibilities of committees, and Committee of Inclusion must meet. I don't think it ever met in this signal area. The last thing I want to say about David's excellent proposal that personnel, contracts, and grievances be dealt with, we need to instruct our directors at a certain point to take specific motions to the board, because the bylaws does not empower LSBs around personnel, but it certainly implies it, because we're responsible for, like, the evaluation of the general manager. Thank you. So how could we evaluate the general manager unless we are closely connected, like to personnel issues, and have input and a give and take? Chair recognizes Sonali.
I just want to ask the national directors to be mindful of the work of the National Personnel Committee last year, and I'm wondering if anything was discussed at the national board meeting with respect to monitoring the performance objectives and whether they are being met. That's the performance objectives that were decided upon for the executive director, and I just hope that our directors will keep on it and keep ensuring that those that work does not go to waste, and that the executive director's job description and performance objectives are upheld. Thanks.
Now, we only have time for responses now from the directors. I'm sorry to say that. Let's begin with whatever director wants to speak first. David.
Okay, I'll go as fast as I can. On the archives committee idea, the trouble is that there are so many committees that if every board member has to be on all these committees, essentially you stop being able to do work. I'm on four of them or something like that. In addition to the local board, I have to be on the local board finance committee. You have the national board meetings, it becomes untenable. So it's not a diss to any group. I actually think that smaller groups are going to be able to be more effective than some of these larger things. So to that point, Donna serving on the archives, quote, task force doesn't turn it into a committee unless it becomes a committee when you have one board member from each signal area plus two local board members, and it was decided, anyhow, I won't belabor that. National offices metastasis. I think that the addition of finance people was approved when we approved the budget, and the budget has positions for national staff. That's essentially where where the approval is coming. But again, in terms of policy around how this happens, the most important thing, I think, is what's our internal institutional structure. And this is part of the problem, because people in a given kind of structure that they find themselves in make certain decisions as the obvious way you move ahead. And so by default, you end up in these situations where we constantly need more and more staff to do work the way we've organized ourselves. And I think that's a crucial issue. The race and nationality working group relation to governance, Julie informs, as Lydia said, they were absorbed as a subcommittee of the Committee of Inclusion, and according to Julie, that committee authorized them to bring something forward. LSB directors input to the PMV, that's great if we get the motions ahead of time, but as Lydia said, you can't always. Those race and nationality things, I got a formal copy of it Saturday night, and I was feeling quite under the weather. It actually had changed between Thursday and Saturday. Just as a point of privilege, I'd appreciate it if LSB members at meetings, if they have comments to me, they come make them to me rather than shout them in open session, because it's a little bit hard to deal with under those circumstances.
Some of us like to shout.
I just asked.
I'm
not demanding. I just asked. Personnel issues and institutional structure. Yeah, personnel issues are crucial. And again, this is where the conflict is. The people on the ground are dealing with the structure that they're dealing with right now, and they want help in right now, and they have a view of how to do it. But the question of institutional structure is ultimately the question of what you're doing in the world. And so I hope that we can get support for that, for looking into that and being involved in that. Performance director, what we did, performance objectives for the ED. We formed a personnel committee who are supposed to implement those recommendations, but I have a feeling it's going to be a bumpy ride. Bylaws convention. I can talk about it when we have time. Bylaws convention. We've got a bylaws convention coming up. All of these things that are unwieldy or aren't efficient or don't define roles clearly enough, everybody needs to be thinking about it, because it's coming within a year.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to make a decision by the chair which can be appealed. I'm going to actually point out that the board is going to have an all-day session with management. I believe it's going to be February 26th. It's going to be from 10 to 4. We've done a lot in public, but I'm going to rule now that this agenda item is closed, even though the directors did not get a chance to respond to every question. And I'm going to ask board members, when we set our all-day session with management, I believe it'll be February 26th, that they attend and that these questions be raised there. So I'm going to rule that the report from Pacifica National Directors is closed. Now I want to go briefly, and I want to commend the treasurer of the KPFK LSB, Casey McFall, who represented us as an elected treasurer. To make it clear to listener sponsors, Casey is not a voting member of the board and was not elected to the board, but secretary and treasurer can be non-LSB elected members, and at our March meeting, we probably will actually vote to elect permanent officers, both secretary and treasurer, and that's been posted, so non-members of the LSB may apply for the positions. I'd like to introduce LSB Treasurer Casey McFall for a financial report.
Thank you. As Dave reported, as Treasurer Pro Tem, I participated in the last two National Finance Committee meetings, and those were very useful for me in understanding some of the broader issues. And kind of seeing how a local treasurer can help facilitate the goals of the LSB by bringing those kinds of information that's kind of talked about at the national level down to you. Because as you know, all of your goals, all of your policies, everything that you decide really does come back to finance and budget. So being able to look at the big issue on a national level and help to facilitate those things kind of can come back down and help you to facilitate your goals. And I was really grateful to be able to participate in those meetings. I regret to tell you I'm very sorry that I do not have a financial treasurer's report for you today. I made numerous attempts to try to obtain that information, but I wasn't successful. So I do apologize, and I want you to know that I take very seriously the charge that you've given me to help promote fiscal transparency for the listeners and also to help the board meet its requirements as a board in approving and accepting financial documents into your record and helping those to go back on, forward to the national level. And I just apologize. I tried many, many times, and I was not provided the information. I hope that I can do a better job next month.
Question?
Yes, Sarah.
Who was supposed to provide the information to you?
Well, it's my understanding from the meeting, the national committee meeting yesterday, that it is that the national board, the PNB, passed a resolution that local treasurers should go to the business manager. Is it a business manager or business director?
There were two things. One, you go to the business manager, the other to the general manager.
Thank you. You go to the business manager or the general manager for that information. I went to the general manager only because I felt that as a first step, it was a courtesy not to go directly to the business manager and to make sure that, you know, that you knew I was going to do that ahead of time.
Yeah, can I respond?
Yes.
Casey, yeah, we haven't met. That's one of the things. Yeah. But I have the only message I've got was from Don to meet with you, and I haven't been able to do that. But I've had no requests from you for information, or I mean, we've not have had a discussion.
Okay.
Well, all I want to say is this needs to happen. It's by no means not wanting to give information.
I appreciate that, and I can't understand. I've got copies of 6 emails that I sent to you with me today, and I've left several phone messages. There's just been a miscommunication. I'm sure we'll do better next time.
My apologies for that, if you did send communication.
And as chair of the board, I'm going to facilitate a meeting where I think we'll include Casey maybe in our next meeting. That I have regular meetings with the GM. So thank you very much. Yes, Margaret.
I have a question. I'd just like some clarity on what this information is, on how is it different from the financial report, the report, for example, that we got today in the GM report. I'm not quite sure what information you're talking about and what is this information that we're supposed to be reported on.
What I was looking for were the income sheets and balance statements, as well as the information on actuals versus budget, the variances. And typically what happens in a governance situation in a nonprofit organization is those come through a finance committee, through a treasurer. They're accepted into your minutes as part of the record. And that in order for those to come through and allow you to do your job, you need those to be analyzed from someone other than those who are generating those reports.
Is this different from the work of the finances committee? I'm just confused.
That's
part
the
whole
of the
finances.
It's part of the finance committee.
What is the relationship between the treasurer and the finances committee? And then what is the information that the bylaws require the board to have? And you know what I mean? I just think we need some clarification on all of that. If not, we kind of, things are flying back and forth about communication, and I really don't know what's at the bottom of it, frankly speaking.
Before we go to David, I'm going to ask Casey if she has any comment, any other comments, or have you concluded?
No, I'm fine.
David.
Yeah, so the National Finance Committee gets balance sheets and income statements. They've also asked for the MEMSIS fundraising report, which Eva has just provided to the whole board. So it's that report, the balance sheet, and the income statement, and this is just to make automatic that rather than going up to the national office and then we have to wait to get it back, that the local finance committee gets it through the treasurer from the local, from the GM or business manager, just as a matter of course that that's the policy, that that information flow goes that way. So balance sheet and income statement, as Casey said, is the standard report. And what it says is when the business manager closes the books at the end of the month and sends that to national, they also provide it to the treasurer, who then can bring it to the National Finance Committee and the local finance committee. The MEMSIS report is an additional report, so we track subscribers and donation levels, basic and fulfillment, fundraising performance, essentially.
Now, the final comment from Eva.
Yes, Margaret, I have the same questions because I'm not quite
quite sure how this is different. The bylaws calls for a quarterly finance report, which is the income statement, income and expenses and variance, and that's exactly what you have today in that report. It's prepared by the national office, so I'm not sure what, if any additional reports have to be prepared. That's the one thing that I'm also not clear on.
Okay, clearly this needs to be worked out, but not at this moment. What we need to do is to get more clarity from our directors, more clarity from Lonnie, from Eva, from Casey, and these unanswered questions that some people have need to be resolved. But I'm going to declare this agenda item closed and thank Casey for representing us at the PNB and for coming here today. She's the pro, I did refer to her as the treasurer of the LSB. She's the treasurer pro tem, and those elections for secretary pro tem and treasurer pro tem will probably occur in March.
John?
Yes, go ahead.
A part of personal privilege, Reza referred to the Martin Luther King parade. A number of us were there. I and Kimberly, for example, marched the entire length, talked to hundreds of people, hand out literature. So I want you to know that some of us were there, participated fully. And I even had the experience of turning down a young man who wanted to join the military because behind us was a military contingent, and he thought I was a recruiter. He said, "I want to join." I said, "Well, this is the anti-military."
You look like a general.
So I just want to let you know some of us were there and fully participated.
That's right.
All day.
Okay. And I must say, everyone loved us except one person who screamed out, "I haven't received my premium from my..." I said, "I'm with Big Power. What is it? 90.3. I have no idea what's going on." Okay. Now let's look at the agenda. I'm going to recommend, because listener sponsors have waited a long time to speak, that we actually do not go to public comment right now because they need to hear this next agenda item, that we do agenda item 5, which is LSB membership on standing on LSB committees and listener sponsors. Then we go to listener comment before. Well, actually, no, that would be it.
Yeah.
So is there any objection to doing the motions on LSB membership on committees and listener sponsor? Then people will know what we're talking about when they make their public comments. All right.
Do we have copies of the motions? I don't.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not critical, except we do need to get copies to people who came late.
Okay. 25 minutes on this.
Okay. Let's begin. Here's... I had this done. This is one of them I was given.
I gave Lamont.
Okay, Lydia.
Okay. So the motivating factor behind my resolution on LSV members is to do away with elections for committees. I think it's a waste of time, and I want to streamline that, and that's my...
Just for clarification, so everyone understands, we are separating these. So
we're going to separate them.
Yeah. And so this first one is LSV members on committees.
Right, I'm about to read the title.
That's right. And then B, the second part, will be listener sponsors on LSB.
Right. So this one is a resolution advisory committee composition for LSB members. That each advisory committee of the KPFK local station board shall include at least 2 LSB members. That said members must be affiliated with KPFK and eligible for appointment to a committee. That there shall be no prior attendance required to join and vote on a committee. That the failure of a member of an advisory committee to attend 3 consecutive unexcused meetings shall be removed as a committee member. That advisory committee chairs shall be LSB members. That the number of the advisory committee membership shall not be limited in number. That the number of committee members will be determined as follows for the February 5, 2005 LSB meeting. However many LSB members sign up for a particular committee, that will be the committee size upon which a quorum is determined for that committee's meeting prior to March 17th LSB meeting. I asterisk this because after I ended up formulating a resolution about listeners, I realized that that was inaccurate in that if we decide to vote listeners onto the committees, then the committee size would be determined by the addition of of those members as well. And so let's see, where am I? Okay, at the March 17th, 2005 LSB members may still be added to the committees, and that revised number of committee membership will be the basis for the quorum until April 16th meeting, which will be the final meeting to add new committee members. The composition of the LSB Advisory Committee as of April 16th will constitute the LSB Advisory Committee's membership until February 2006 regularly scheduled LSB meeting. And then, as I said before, the asterisk was the membership as described above may be modified as follows. Whatever number of listener sponsors are added to the advisory committees shall, along with the LSB members, constitute the total membership. And my comments are basically, number one, the time-consuming process of elections, whereas we've all been elected, and therefore we should all be eligible to be on these committees. And rather than coming up with an artificial number for the committees, that simply the will of the participants will determine the size of the committees, I think makes a lot more sense to me. And let me see. And also that the reason that I added until April to close off joining committees is because the new members, myself included, have not had the opportunity, first of all, to even know what the committees are. Secondly, much less to audit those committees to determine whether we would want to serve on them. And it has been my experience that unless you really are energized by the work of a committee, you're not going to participate as fully. So that's the reason for that. And that's it. So my main thing is I want to get rid of the elections. It's the first order of that.
Point of information, just clarification.
Mm-hmm.
On the third line, you say that said members, but it seems to me you're lacking prior a mention. You're talking about
the LSB
members. Somewhere you're talking about members other than board members on these committees, correct?
No. This one is just for board members.
Just for board members.
This one, and then I go on to
a
listener.
One.
Yeah, I wrote them. Okay. I had no intention of doing listener members until later when something else came up.
I'd like to second the motion.
For the information.
Okay. Now wait a moment. Excuse me. Let me get a kind of. We have. That is considered a motion.
This is a motion.
This is a motion.
This is a resolution that I'm proposing.
Sherna
seconded it.
She seconded the motion.
Point of information.
All right. Now, I'm just wondering, before we move ahead, are there any... Maybe I'm on the wrong track here, but we have a motion before us. So, let's discuss that motion.
Point of information.
Sonali and
yes.
Dave.
Sonali, Dave, and Ed.
I have a point of information.
Let's take the point of information because it could clarify for others.
You say advisory committees. My understanding is we have committees that are standing committees that are not, strictly speaking, advisory. Board. Are you talking about all committees?
No, I was just going by trying to use the wording in the bylaws under the local station board. So if you can find the portion in the bylaws that says standing committees, standing committees were only used in relation to the national board, not in relation to the local station boards.
They're advisory partly because they bring motions to the board, but this board must start from scratch considering them. All right, Sonali.
I'm a little confused. Point number four says there shall be no prior attendance required to join and vote on a committee, but that if the next point says if someone fails to attend three consecutive unexcused meetings, they shall be removed as a committee member. But then can't they just show up on meeting four and say, look, I'm just showing up to vote on a committee? And they seem to contradict each other.
No. First of all, the reason that I had no prior attendance to a committee is that unlike the local advisory board that we used to have, everybody had to attend one meeting before they are seated on a meeting. There's nothing like that in the bylaws. So I was going by that. And secondly, on April 16th, there's going to be a cutoff as to when you can join a committee. And when you join a committee, even before then, it has to be at an LSB meeting, and maybe that's not clear. In other words, you can't just show up, not join a committee today and show up and be a member of the committee next week if they have a meeting. You can't do that. It has
but
to be.
LSB members can't.
LSB members cannot do that. Is that? And I should have, I actually probably was remiss in adding that. And then the three absences are just, again, taking the language out of the bylaws, Kimberly.
The chair recognizes Ed.
Yeah, this is an extremely complex motion, and I would have a lot to say on about five different points. And I really believe that that's what we have a structure committee for, and I think that this should be referred to the structure committee to come up with clear options. Just one thing after another. This came out, Lydia sent it out a couple of days ago, and that's not even enough time to seriously consider it. So, I mean, I really think that it's any vote today would take more time than what you're trying to eliminate, which is votes for committees. And even that is a serious discussion. So, and there is no time for a serious discussion. We're already at close to, 12:30 or something?
120.
Yeah. We have to refer this to a committee that will provide some clarity and some options for people to talk about. I mean, I really do want to talk about it, but this is, it's 3 hours from when we started.
All right, so Ed,
I'm making a motion for this, if this thing to be referred to the structure committee and to come back at the next month with and let us know in time what your discourse is about, and that we'll have time to consider this. And that seems reasonable.
Okay,
other than that, it's a hustle. I don't want to be hustled into voting for something or walking out or something.
Okay. We do have a stack, but I want to see if there's a second on the motion. Motion to refer.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Oh, welcome. Hi, Lamont.
Point of information.
All right, quickly.
We do not have a structure committee. We have no committees right now.
Right. Yeah, but we hope to.
No, but it affects that.
Actually, just for clarification, Sherna.
Committees are ongoing. There we do have a structure committee.
Technically,
one person's interpreting.
There's a continuing structure despite the election. Now, it's been moved and seconded. So we have a motion to refer. Terry, just a quick question. Motions to refer to committee, are they debatable?
They would have to be.
On the merits of the referral, not on the main motion.
Yeah, just on the merits. So I think we need to go ahead with discussion, but also address the issue of the motion to refer, which will be dealt with before the main motion. Here's the stack. Ed has spoken. Now it's Terry, Kimberly, Sarah,
Arturo,
Margaret, and Julie. Who? Oh, and Sonali. Okay, so remember you're being limited to a minute and a half, isn't it? Did we say a minute and a half or 2 minutes? 90 seconds. 90 seconds. Chair recognizes Terry Goodman. I know, and
right.
It can be debated, Myla, on the merits of the referral, so people should actually mention, because that, as I tried to explain, will be the first motion that will be resolved. Chair recognizes
if
Terry.
It's referred, excuse me, yeah. On order, if it's to be, if that proceeds, if the vote is to refer, then we will not discuss the main motion, therefore we should be discussing strictly the referral.
Call the question.
And
on
then I'll introduce
isn't that parliamentary procedure?
Yes, and then I'll introduce a subsequent motion.
All right.
I can speak on the motion to refer.
Yeah, the motion to refer is debatable, but I would entertain if Ed wants to call the question, we can see what the will of the body is.
No, I don't want to call the question. Right. I just want the discussion to be only
okay.
On the motion.
Actually, I was given the floor. I was recognized. I'd like to speak on the motion to refer.
Oh, yes, exactly. Terry, we just interrupted for a point of clarification.
Yes. I'm not sure that the structure committee, I mean, normally I would very much applaud any motion to refer. I think that the board should be doing a lot more of that. Currently, I'm not confident that the structure committee will properly handle referrals. I think that committee has largely broken down, so I would like to offer a substitute motion to table until the next meeting, at which time the dates in the motion, in the main motion, would have to be changed to reflect that. I think there will be additional motions regarding committee structure at our March meeting. So this is a substitute motion to table rather than commit.
Terry, can I ask a question about your substitute motion?
One moment. Before we do that, is there a second to the motion to table to the March meeting? Is there a second to that motion that Terry just made? Seeing no second.
What?
No. The question is, Terry just moved to table this motion to the March meeting.
The
main motion.
Oh, no, no.
And I'm just asking if there's a second to the Terry Goodman motion. Seeing no second, the motion fails. All right, now next is Kimberly.
Okay.
Give her a mic.
Here's the mic.
I think that it's really important that we do vote on this today or very soon, because the committees are the main way we do our work, and we need to start doing our work. So I think it's important to vote on it as soon as possible. Lydia's motion, the only thing I'm critical of or unsure of is not limiting the number of LSB members. I believe that last year there was a resolution passed by the board to say that only 7 LSB members should be on each board, and the benefit of that, I think, is that we need to make sure there's people on all the committees, because all of our committees are important, and so I could see that if people can be on as many committees as possible, some committees may have not enough people doing their work. So that's the only idea that I have about why it might be good to limit the number of committees so that all LSB members were doing the work of some committee.
Thank you, Kimberly. Sarah.
I agree with Ed that this is a really complex motion, and the only way I could vote for it, it would be separating all these items. So it's better to either refer it to a committee, structure committee, or separating all these items I'm voting on.
Arturo.
Point of information.
Yes, a point of information.
Yeah. There seems to be a question as to whether committees exist or not. I think that that's sort of a sophistry. We could possibly have the, even if that's a question, we could ask the previous structure committee to consider this, to consider this particular motion as a charge. So I don't believe that that is a serious impediment.
Well, okay, just clarification. The idea is that committees are continuing. They don't dissolve unless they're dissolved. And so
I understand that. How is that?
Well, it's because, let's say that we had a committee like yours where someone on your committee was not reelected. Those who were reelected continue until this body eliminates that committee or restructures it or does something. Well, I mean, it's Terry, I believe, isn't that Roberts, that we're continuing? In other words, we don't just stop, or we could not have had the two, we couldn't have entertained the two motions that we did. We entertained one from program
that
oversight.
That motion was from last December.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly my point, that it's continuing, though, into this session.
Right.
And also your committee continued today with the GM evaluation coming forward as a committee. The chair recognizes Arturo.
I have read the motion when it was sent first through email. I read it again. I don't think it's a complicated motion. It is not complicated. I think that there is something even more important. There is some people, some listeners, that are arguing that the LSB is trying to prevent listeners to serve on committees. It's an issue of democracy. If you want to wait until you have a perfect motion, then we're stopping that work. I think we should go ahead and approve this motion. We can always iron out whatever wrinkles we have, but the issue is to move on for the participation of all of the members and all of the listeners. So I would strongly urge you to approve the motion.
Call the question.
Okay, now the first question being called is on the motion to refer.
Right.
And it was moved and seconded, and it would be referral to a structure committee. Now, you're not voting on the merits of referring, you're voting on calling the question. So those in favor of ending debate on the motion to refer, ending debate and going to a vote on the motion to refer, please raise your voting cards or hands or something.
Okay.
Go ahead.
One, two, three. 18.
This looks like it could pass. Now let's see. Those opposed. 0. 1. Oh, here's 1. I'm sorry. Yeah, 1. And abstentions. Okay, the question has been called. Now we go to a vote on the motion, the Ed Pearl motion, to refer to Structure Committee. Those in favor signify. Those in favor of referring this to the Structure Committee, raise your voting cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Those opposed.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
11 opposed. Abstentions.
12.
Okay, let's recount. Just raise your cards. No, hold them up.
12. Opposed.
Okay, abstentions.
1.
Okay, the motion fails. Therefore, we're back to the main motion, which is Lydia Brisson's motion. David.
Yeah, I'd like to move to amend it that we adopt it pending review by the Structure Committee, and we, as Arturo said, it may come back to us and we may revise it as the year goes on. But.
Is there a second?
Well,
second.
First let me see.
What does that mean?
Is that a friendly amendment that I would consider if you... But what does that mean in relation to today's elections? Does that mean we don't have elections and we can
elect
on,
what,
right?
What it means is that we would follow this as a provisional policy until and unless we adopt something that's
I accept
proceeded.
That as a friendly amendment.
It's the body's...
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded, but I just want to warn people, are you suggesting... What you're saying is that if this were to pass, it would go into effect,
yeah.
But that the structure committee might come back with a counter proposal that would alter it.
And I'm actually hearing noises from Terry which make me wonder whether what he's saying is it's always the case that the LSB can resist.
Of course, that's why it's moot. Yeah. So I'm going to rule the motion out of order and we're going to continue with the main motion. Is there any further discussion? Yes, Margaret.
Yeah, I don't know if we're back to the stack or not, but I wanted to
yes,
just quickly speak in support of this motion because I think I'm an example of the board, on the board of why this motion is important. Last year it took me 3 board meetings, and I think about 3 motions, as an elected member to even get to serve on a committee while we want people to do the work and indeed with the function of the committee, things went fine. I mean, you know, I felt like I was riding the back of the bus or something, you know, and this is 2005. So I think for the new members coming on the LSB who are anxious to work, who got elected to work, that we need to move forward and not look for excuses to once again hold up the process of people getting on committees and doing the work that they were elected to do. Also, the KPFK board is one of the few boards that actually requires elections to even sit on a committee when the committees are the basic structure of the board. It's what we were elected to do. So I think there's a certain amount of, I don't know what, but I'm an example of what happened last year. I don't think we should repeat that. I think we should move forward and pass this motion and get on with the work, a lot of which, by the way, doesn't get done or hasn't gotten done, so we have a lot to do.
Thank you. And now the stack is Julie.
Point of clarification.
Who's speaking?
Me. Donna.
Oh, Donna. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
When it says advisory committee, Lydia, did you say that that should be standing committees?
No, what I said was that I couldn't find the terminology of standing committees in relation to the LSB committees. It only refers to advisory committees.
Right. We all understand what she's talking about. I think, no, it's the committees of the LSB.
In
they're
the bylaws,
standing,
I'm sorry,
but they advise us rather than set policy themselves.
We have three more minutes.
Okay, now, Julie, I just want to honor the stack, and then we're going to resolution. Julie, did you want to speak?
I originally wanted to speak against referral, so I'm fine.
Okay, very good. And Sonali was last on the stack. Good, very good. Is there a call for... Oh, excuse me. Israel.
Nothing major, but I still don't see the sense of a couple of these sentences, like that said members must be affiliated with KPFK.
I just lifted that from the bylaws.
Yeah,
and
it's a bit redundant and confusing.
I know, but I just literally copy and paste it from the bylaws. I'm
but
just trying to be careful.
I understand.
Okay, and thank you very much. Now, let's go to Donna and then Sherna, and then I think we need to try to resolve this. We're way behind schedule in this meeting.
I'm still unclear about that there shall be no prior attendance required to join and vote on a committee. Did you say you were changing that?
Well, no. I mean, I'm open to that, but what that means is that if Kimberly or Lamont or any of these people wanted to join the committee, they would first have to attend a committee meeting or have an attendance requirement, and I'm saying they shouldn't have to attend previous committee meetings in order to sit on that committee. Right, they're elected today, they can sit on the committee tomorrow, is what I'm saying.
Right. Sherna, do you have something?
Yeah, I want to just support what Arturo was saying. We have to separate this and the listener-sponsored motion.
Exactly.
But they are companion motions.
Yes.
And so I think people need to think very carefully when we talk about that next motion because they are companion motions.
Yes.
We look pretty bad at the national level not having committees that have listener sponsors, and also people from other signal areas, when I've said to them that we elected our members, were kind of surprised.
Yeah. All right. And the final comment before I hope someone calls the question is David.
Yeah. The only thing I'm concerned about is if we have a rush of people who say they want to sign up for committees and they don't make a couple of meetings, you can have quorum requirements. I mean, quorum problems with that. For example, if nine people say we want to be on the finance committee and you hold a meeting, that means you have to get at least five to show for it. So I'm wondering if we can excuse...
But that's true. Isn't that true of any committee?
So, yeah, but if it becomes harder when there's just more people. So what I'm proposing is that that in the interim period, excused absences not served towards quorum. So if I call up and I say I can't be there, for those first three meetings, but even three excused absence is take you off the committee.
I
so it's just the people doing
amendment.
The work who form quorum.
Well, you know, I'm going to violate Robert's Rules of Order, so I'm announcing that out there if you're streaming here. I'm just going to say, because we're under a time constraint, the maker of the motion has accepted the idea that excused absences do not count against against quorum.
For the period. For the period until the formal composition of the committee is established.
Right.
Yeah.
Can we get unanimous consent that that be a part of the motion without going through votes and so on? Seeing no objection, that becomes part of the motion. Is there a call for the question on this?
Yes.
The question has been called for and seconded, is it? Remember, you're not voting on the merits. Okay, you're not voting on the merits. You're just voting on a closing debate. Those in favor of closing debate, raise your cards. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. What did you get? Yeah. 17. Opposed? Abstentions? 1? 2?
2.
Okay, now we're going to the motion. And keep in mind, this is not the listener sponsors. This is the LSB membership. Those in favor of the Brasson motion signify... I'm sorry?
It's a preliminary vote.
It's what?
We can't take the vote until...
Oh, excuse me. I have been saying that we cannot vote until after public comment. So
point of order on the point of order?
Yes, go ahead.
The LSB has not actually adopted the policy that it is following, but I wanted to point out that it was violating the policy that it has not adopted.
Wait, excuse me. No, don't talk in riddles. Tell us what you mean here. What are you saying? Because we don't have translation today.
Our local station board has been carefully trying to avoid passing any main motion without having heard listener comment.
Right.
This was based, after going through the audio of prior meetings, this was based on a provision from Member Harrison Weil that an agenda not be adopted unless listener comment was provided in segments. The LSB never voted as its policy to always allow listener comment before main motions. It's a procedure, not a policy.
Yeah, that's right. A procedure. Thank you.
Okay. So may I proceed with the Part B yet?
Yes.
Well, just a moment now. Let's look and see. Part B clearly has more than one motion, so I need the will of the body, or the sense of the body. Shall we hear any motions on Part B that are here, starting with Lydia's, and I think there's another one. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, this is a companion motion, as Sherna mentioned, to the first motion. So I'm saying if we're going to do this before listener comment, then it needs to be...
Okay, so let's open up Part B.
I'm confused. Are you saying that there is another motion in addition to Lydia's? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, there is, but I don't know if it's still germane. Main, depending on what Lydia presents.
Okay.
So let's go to Lydia.
Okay, this is a resolution advisory committee composition for listener sponsors. I left the S off of it. That each advisory committee of the KPSK local station board shall be sponsors, having become
member.
Subscribers or volunteers by February 5th, 2005. Listener sponsor members who within the preceding 12 months have contributed a minimum of $25 to any foundation, again, having listed this from the bylaws, on such minimum amount as the board of directors may from time to time decide, or have volunteered a minimum of 3 hours of service to any foundation radio station. That each listener sponsor must be affiliated with KPFK and eligible for appointment to an advisory committee. That once a bona fide listener sponsor becomes a member of the committee, they are eligible to vote. That an advisory committee member who has 3 consecutive unexcused absences shall be removed as a committee member. That the number of the advisory committee membership shall not be greater than, but may be equal to or less than, the number of LSB members on that committee. That the number of listener sponsor members will be determined as follows. At the February 5th, 2005 meeting, I left meeting out of there, a formal announcement will be made marking the beginning of the period to apply for advisory committee participation, during which outreach efforts and on-air announcements will be made. The application period will end on April 1st. At the April 16th meeting of the LSB, any listener sponsor who has submitted their application by the deadline
will be eligible for committee participation and voting rights. By April 16th, when the advisory committee size is determined, listener sponsor members who have applied shall be added to the committees up to the number of available seats equal to...
But not exceeding.
Equal to but not exceeding the number of LSB members. However, no listener sponsor shall be eligible to be seated on more than two committees. If there are more applicants than the number of seats available, there will be a random drawing to fill the seats. Those already seated on a committee will be ineligible to be in that particular drawing. The composition of the LSB Advisory Committee as of April 16th will constitute the LSB Advisory Committee's membership until the February 2000 regularly scheduled LSB meeting. For advisory committees held between February 5th and April 16th, listener sponsor membership will be determined by a random... Oh, is that repeating itself? Anyway, it's a random drawing. And this is... Yes, and that they be in good standing and provide contact information and a brief statement expressing their interest, even though I'm recommending the random drawing be the process for that.
A question? It's not clear to me from what I heard so far.
Excuse me. That's a motion, I'm wondering if there's a second. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Now we're open, and the first on the stack is Israel.
I may have missed it, but it's not clear to me to whom the application is made and who has the authority. Is it the committee or the LSB or both or what?
Well, the application that I would like to see be made is the same application that we had when we ran for the LSB. Again, just trying to be as consistent as possible. It's not something that we're going to review, except perhaps to verify membership with the station, as we did when we ran for the LSB, if they're current member sponsors. Then, that being the case, it's not a judgment call on the information they submit, because we're going to be drawing from the hat. Whoever we draw, we will have on record somewhere, and we would have to determine that, those applications, so we know who are on these committees that are not members of the LSB. That's all. It's not a matter of our evaluating these applications.
So two further clarifications. Are you saying the full LSB or the particular committee involved does the selection?
There's no selection.
Well,
we just draw. There will be a drawing out of a hat.
Is it done by the LSB or at the committee level?
No, it will be the LSB.
For each all committee?
Yes, it will be at the LSB meetings as specified.
It isn't clear to me that's okay. In this.
All right. I'm so sorry. Yes.
Okay, so not
the FBI has put a listening device in my billing, and I got a message that had to. Okay. I'm going to call on Israel, and then
no, Israel.
Grace. Great. Yeah, Israel's finished. Grace.
Grace, Sonali, Allen.
Grace, Sonali, and Allen.
Okay, Lydia, I would like to suggest a friendly amendment, mm-hmm. and that's that any committee wishing to add more listener sponsor members may do so with the proviso that such be non-voting members. In other words, in some instances, like with the outreach committee, we need a lot more assistance, and we need to have many more listener sponsor committee members than LSB members.
I accept your friendly amendment.
Well, excuse me, I'm just going to do clarification on this. Keep in mind that all committees are posted, and they're open to all listener sponsors, and all listener sponsors have voice, either through public, no, they do, through public comment. Committees must have public comment, just like the LSB, the IPC. So I don't understand. I don't think we need to add anything. We're hoping that people, don't we post our committee meetings and encourage listener sponsors to come?
But the sense of this indicates that there is an exclusion of membership onto the committee. So my little sentence would clarify that.
And okay. I would also like to say, I don't know, you'd have to demonstrate to me why that hurts, why her commitment...
Well, only because members are members of the committee, and the listener sponsors that we want to incorporate and participate are attending the meeting. So you're saying that people would come and become members. Is that right?
Non-voting member, like you.
Non-voting members.
Two different classes of membership.
Okay. Now I'm going to rule that this friendly amendment cannot be between Grace and Lydia because the body owns the main motion.
Right. Okay.
So would you please make your motion again, and we'll call for a second.
She has to make it to the maker of the motion.
What is it?
She has to make an amendment to the. If it's accepted as a friendly amendment, then it becomes part of the main motion.
Well, technically,
no, that is not true. Excuse me, that's only true if it's before the second reading and before it's been seconded. Then that happens that way. Once it's been seconded, it belongs to the body.
It can't even be discussed or anything made before it's been seconded. That makes no sense at all.
Here's what we're going to do. To save time, there seems to be a pretty strong opinion that this amendment is acceptable. Basically, the body would have to process it because the motion does not belong to Lydia. It belongs to the body after it's seconded.
So we're going to take a vote on the amendment?
Okay.
It makes no sense.
Well, it doesn't make sense, but it's just procedure. Okay, but I'm going to rule that the amendment, if there's no objection...
There is. I object.
All right, Sean, sure enough.
I object. I object to this because what it means is it's making it extremely unwieldy. This is not to say that people can't be involved in the work of the committee, that what we've done in most committees is incorporate whatever listeners were there who were not members of the committee into the discussion. But we have evidence from other signal areas when works of committees have been completely sabotaged by large numbers of people who become members of the committee. Voting or not voting is not the point. I think we need a balance between the LSB members and the listener sponsors who are not LSB members, and this does not preclude the participation of other listeners or of other LSB members.
All right, now I'm going to rule that Grace should make her amendment. We should get a second and process it because there's an objection from a member to the amendment. The motion now belongs to the body, unfortunately not to Lydia. Would you make your amendment clearly?
Okay, the amendment is that the following sentence be added to Lydia's motion, that any committee wishing to add more listener sponsor members may do so with the proviso that such be non-voting members.
Is there a second?
I second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Okay,
there are. I'm going to take Israel and Terry, and then we're going to go ahead. I mean, actually,
two things. I want to point out if we're going.
That's right.
If we're going to follow our practice of having listener comment, any changes to this motion also ought to be considered by the listener. Otherwise, we're in some sense biasing people voting one way or the other. If you don't like this, you might vote against the whole motion, etc. My point is, we can discuss it, but we should not vote on it if we're going to follow our practice until the listeners comment too.
The only problem with that, and then I'm going to take the other comment, and then we'll go, is I think the listener sponsors deserve to know the final version of what we're going to vote on. This is not a vote on the main motion, but it only amends it. And so I'm going to rule that the board may vote on this amendment prior to listener sponsors speaking, so that the listener sponsors know what is it that we're going to vote up or down. The last comment is Terry's, and then we'll go to this.
I don't like the idea of creating us another class of member on committees. I'll point out that if you add non-voting members to the committee, you have changed its quorum. And I will renew on this motion my motion to table until the next meeting, assuming that I will get no second.
Okay, now that is out of order only because we have a motion before the body which we have to resolve that we could come back to you. Okay, the question is called for. All those in favor of calling the question and ending debate. Okay, one, two, three. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Opposed? Abstentions? 1, 2. Okay, the question has been called. Wasn't it 16, did you say?
Yes.
Yes. Those in favor of this amendment.
Please clarify for sure we know what we're voting on.
Yeah, of course. I think that's very good.
Have the secretary do it.
Yeah, she will. She will. She's done it before and she'll do it again.
That any committee wishing to add more listener sponsor members may do so with the proviso that such be non-voting members.
Those in favor of the amendment, raise your cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Opposed?
Adding non-voting members.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Abstention. Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. 4 abstentions. Okay, the motion fails. Is it possible that we can go to a vote? Or I have a stack here. We did Israel, Grace, Sonali. Did you? Yeah. Oh, excuse me. And Alan. Oh, you're next. All right. We'll take these comments. Then we're going to go to public comment.